Now, talk about song selection. Hey, Bourbon Street, there's certain Bourbon Street songs.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah, you look, you go to bed going, oh, no, not again, not again.
Yeah. Right. Now, because there's a lot of people, I talk about this a lot in Caravan Central, in the group and stuff about, oh, these songs, you know, everybody's heard, they're done to death, you know. A lot of people will say, like, stay away from those songs, but I know for us, we find success with those type of songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think if you're in, and I hear what people are saying, and I understand it. If you're in a smaller market, look, even if I wasn't on Bourbon, if I wasn't out on Bourbon Street playing the ballrooms and that, that may be an issue. But I'm on Bourbon Street, the crowd changes every hour. Right. You know, every 2 hours, you're looking at a different crowd. So that's how we get away with it. Look, some nights I'll play Brown Eyed Girls 5-6 times, you know. We could see the crowd roll over, you know. And right. Those are popular songs. That's what people want to hear.
Right.
Yeah, we do other stuff too, but, you know, all the songs people complain about, that's what they want to hear, and that's what's making you money. Let's face it, we're drink sellers. That's what we do there. If they're not buying drinks, we're out of a job. So, and look, if they want to sing all night long to Sweet Home Alabama and Brown Eyed Girl and drink up, that's what I'm there for.
Right.
And that's, some people lose that thought process.
Yeah, well, some people are trying to show how great of a guitar player they are. Or
absolutely.
They are. And that's, like you said, we're not. That's not our job.
Yeah, that's not our jobs. You know, I think any place I play that's not public, I'm there to sell drinks.
Right.
You know, I think B.B. King even said he's a drink seller years ago. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've stated that repeatedly over the years of my writing and CBC, but
I mean, and I, if you want to call it success, I think that's what's made us successful in what we do.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I'd say playing 12 or 13 sets and it is successful.
You know, but, you know, like last month we went to Las Vegas. We played in Las Vegas. That stemmed from Bourbon Street.
Right.
You know, that flat out stemmed from Bourbon
How
Street.
How did that come about?
Oh, the Boilermakers Union of America was having an event there, and somebody saw us on Bourbon Street like 2 years ago, and somebody that became bigger in the group said, I want them. They contacted me and said, okay, you just tell me how, when it's all going to happen, and let's do it. So it was that easy. And,
wow.
And so I told them what the airfare was. I sent them the technical rider and what our lodging requirements were or needs. And that was it. You know, what a great time.
That's a great time.
Yeah.
Do you have business cards that you hand out?
We go through a lot of business cards. And on the business card, it tells you how to buy merchandise online through our Etsy site. We've got everything on Etsy. You can buy whatever you want, and that's on the business card. Our Facebook page is on there. And we take pictures all the time while we're playing. And we tell them, go to Facebook page and look at the pictures from the night you were here. So, and that works out great. That's another tool. You know, we take a lot of pictures. If they don't want to be in a picture, fine. But I would say that 99.9% of the time, everybody wants a picture taken.
Okay.
And especially ones that we get on stage, you know.
Yeah.
Not everybody gets on stage, but
that's another thing that caught my attention from you guys when you were playing at Opera House, and you were taking video sometimes and posted it on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I saw you doing that repeatedly, and I'm like, that's the way to do it. That's how you succeed.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta use all the available tools online that you have, and there's very few bands on Bourbon Street that actually have a Facebook page.
They love
page.
The videos, man. Their people love videos.
How many followers do you have on your Facebook page?
6,500, I guess, something like that.
That's good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I mean, considering that it's a tourist destination where we are, it's not like people are going to come see you other places or anything.
Yeah.
I find that most bands on Bourbon Street don't even consider it because they don't have to. Like, we don't have to.
That's right.
We don't have to promote ourselves. We don't have to get people to come to the show like most bands do. We have a built-in audience that comes to us.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I find that a lot of people on Bourbon Street are complacent or even lazy.
I call it getting comfortable. Yeah. That's what I call it, getting comfortable. But, you know, I kind of look at it like a bigger picture. If and anybody's mindset would think that tomorrow everything could change. I don't want to not have myself marketed, you know, across the globe, kind of saying, like during Thanksgiving, we're not playing on Bourbon Street because Bayou Classic is in town. That's not our crowd. That's it. That's not our crowd. So I'm booked in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Natchitoches, Louisiana. I line this up year long, you know. So I'm always looking for, you know, for those bookings. We could stay home if we want, but it's not in our blood to stay home. We are road warriors, you know, amongst other things, before, during, and after Bourbon Street, you know. So
right.
I can't see me not marketing my band at all, because I you know, we've got, you as you know, people come back every year, every 6 months, every 3 months, every 5 years, and you know, people look, oh yeah, I remember seeing you, and then I tell, well, you saw us at the opera? Yes, that's what it was. I saw you at the old opera house. So they knew they saw us, they just didn't remember where it right. was, or they still look for us.
Right.
So that's why I keep on putting it on Facebook.
Right. Smart. Do you come from a sales background or a marketing
background? No, no. Right. I was a New Orleans policeman. I'm retired.
Okay.
You know, all the years my kids, I played, but I didn't play like I play now. This is a full-time job. Everybody in band, this is a full-time job. So, you know, I retired from the police department years ago, and well, I did stuff after. I did some bar management and a couple other things, and the band just kept on flowing and getting bigger and getting bigger. And, you know, after going through so many drummers and guitar players and that, I finally found what we wanted. You know, we all had the same mindset about what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. So, and that's how it evolved.
So what do you attribute your drive to market, other than just wanting to keep busy? Like, where does that come from internally, as far as knowing how to do it, how to market your band, and how to stay relevant?
Mine was a hit or miss deal. You know, I knew, you know, prior to Facebook, I remember MySpace. I remember MySpace. And so in the infantile stages of Facebook, you know, man, what the hell is that, you know? Business cards. It was all word of mouth stuff, a lot of email, a lot of snail mail.
Do you have a mailing list?
We used to. I got rid of it all.
Oh, okay.
Not many people were engaging in the emails, you know? I used Constant Contact, and I made some EPKs off of it, which is really great, and I sent it around. Now Facebook does everything for you. You know, you send a Facebook link, that's my EPK now, you right. know? I don't fool with anything else, so Facebook has everything. Everything that I need. Oh, thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah, looks good to me.
Okay.
I have a website, but at least there's a link on it to Facebook, because everything's on Facebook.
Right. So you don't really use the website much?
Not much. I'll update it a little bit on some things that I want to make public on the website.
Right.
But it has the link to Facebook.